The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
All right, I think almost all systems fixed here inside the Ann Arbor studios of Sports Talk 1050, WTK The Ticket. We are online at WTK.com. In the meantime, while we continue to get those locked and loaded and ready to go, here is the King of Philly, Phil Martelli, who met with the media yesterday prior to the team leaving for their trip to Northwestern. They are in Evanston for their matchup tonight with the Wildcats. Game is at 7 o'clock Eastern time on ESPN2 and on 102.9 FM W4 Country over on the FM dial. So with the media and their conversation yesterday, here is the King of Philly, Phil Martelli.
Good morning, Phil. Have you kind of seen your team respond from the loss on Sunday over these last couple of days? Have you seen energy or intensity pick up, or what's the mindset been like day to day these last couple of days?
Well, we were off on Monday. So a lot of players did rehab, recovery, a lot of extra shots, and focused academically on Monday. Yesterday, we had a long, focused film session, and I thought a very spirited workout with regard to the challenges that we're going to face at Northwestern. I think you always look for those things, like, well, how are we going to respond? And to be honest with you, it could be a bit overdone. It's the idea of the value of Tuesday. And did we get the most out of Tuesday that we could? Not are we still recovering from Sunday? Are we still thinking about last week's Purdue game? So I thought for 2 days before the game, it was focused, which it needs to be. Now it has to be better. It has to be better today because, you know, as much as people can say, well, play harder or play tougher or play, you know what it really is? Play better. And so we have to be better today at both ends of the floor than we were yesterday.
Hey, Phil, obviously you guys have had a lot of close losses this season. Sunday at Penn State wasn't one of them. I guess just what was the most disappointing part of that outing for you guys?
Well, the result, the and this is across the board. This isn't pointing at players, no individual player, not even collective players, but all of us. We knew going in that the key number was 3-point shots. And in Ann Arbor, we held them to 9 and we win. They're a team that averages more than 11. And that spurt at the end of the first half. And kind of the tsunami effect. That's the disappointment. Obviously the result, but knowing that the plan is in place and really inability across the board, not just players, to make sure that we're following it exactly, because our margin for error is not great. So that would be the biggest disappointment.
Obviously, you just mentioned that the margin of error. I guess there's a lot of talk about having a sense of urgency, playing with a sense of urgency. I guess when you have a team with plenty of young guys who maybe haven't been in this position before, I guess, what do you do as a coaching staff to instill that and to make that come to fruition?
It has to be about today, like worrying about what bracketologists say or the impact of another game. Like, what did the Iowa win over Northwestern mean to us? Really, it didn't mean anything other than, you know, they're going to have a little bit more of a chip on their shoulder playing at home on Thursday. Think the urgency has to be there because you get 120, if you're lucky, you get 120 opportunities like this, and you have to make use of every single opportunity. And that includes the practices building up. So it's all about this day and not what could happen in 2 weeks, what happened over the last 2 weeks, over the last two games. And the age of the team doesn't really factor in. It's about the entity that is this year's team.
For more of this press conference, go to mgoblue.com. That's mgoblue.com. That is the king of Philly, Phil Martelli, meeting with the media yesterday as the Wolverines get ready. At that point, they were getting ready to head to Evanston, Illinois. They're now in Evanston, Illinois tonight. The game is at 7 o'clock. Coverage starts at 6:30 on 102.9 FM W4 Country over on the FM dial. So it's a big night in basketball for the Maize and Blue because that game is at 7 o'clock. At 6:30, you have the game right here on campus, Michigan versus Illinois. Speaking of opportunity games, that's what these games are against the teams in the top part of your conference, on the men's side and on the women's side. And for the women, Illinois no longer ranked, which is unfortunate, but they're just on the outside looking in on the receiving votes category. And, of course, Michigan is in the top 20 and would like to continue to be not just there but move up. And then really, more anything, and I haven't looked at what NET, what the net rankings look like lately, but they're trying to get back into that top 16 because if you're a top 16 team in women's basketball, you get to host the first and second rounds of the NCAA tournament. So that's one of the things that the Michigan women's basketball team is playing for tonight, is winning those games against the teams you're supposed to beat so you can work towards regaining or maintaining that status of being a top 16 team. We're going to step aside, take a break. We've got a lot to get to on the show. Of course, we'll recap yesterday's signing day. Only one pickup for the Wolverines, but signing day news to recap and a lot more. So we'll get to that at the top of the hour. Plus, there was an NIL announcement from the Michigan football or Michigan athletic department. So we're going to get to that on the other side of the break here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK The Ticket.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.